This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. When the heart breaks, the light enters. When the soul weeps, it begins to see. Every wound is a door to wisdom. Peace and blessings, dear listeners. Welcome to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio, where we explore the wisdom of life through the lens of faith, poetry, and truth. This is Nahid, having the honor of being with you on this episode. Today, we speak of something that touches every heart. Pain. The pain of loss, failure, heartbreak, or disappointment. No one escapes it, but few understand it. For those who believe pain is not the end, it is the beginning. Every hardship, when faced with faith, becomes a teacher. And as Sa'di said, the thorns of sorrow bloom into roses of insight. Sa'di's world was not free from pain. He traveled through wars, poverty, and exile. Yet he wrote, "The diamond is born under pressure. The rose grows from the thorn. The soul matures in hardship." He saw pain not as a punishment, but as purification, a sacred fire that burns away illusion and leaves behind clarity. The Holy Book of Quran says, "And we will surely test you with something of fear, hunger, loss of wealth, and lives and fruits. But give glad tidings to the patient." And in another verse we hear, "Perhaps you dislike a thing which is good for you, and love a thing which is bad for you. Allah knows, and you do not." These verses teach us, hardship is not rejection. It is refinement. What feels like loss may be the very soil of growth. Imam Ali alayhi salam had said, "Don't hate what befalls you, for every drop of pain carries wisdom unseen." Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also mentions, "When Allah loves a servant, he tests him, for through pain the soul becomes clean." And Imam Hussein alayhi salam at the battlefield of Karbala transformed the ultimate suffering into the eternal strength. He didn't curse the pain, he embraced it as the path to truth. In their example, we see faith does not remove pain, it transforms it. Now, pain awakens the sleeping heart. When life is easy, we forget to reflect. Hardship makes us humble. Pain teaches empathy. The one who has suffered can truly comfort others. Pain purifies intention. In suffering, we see what really matters. Pain strengthens resilience. As Sa'di says, "The wind tests the tree, and the storm reveals its roots." Now, let's hear a story of Sa'di Shirazi after a very short break.
ارتباطتون رو با خدا قوی کنید. در مسائل دینی به نقاط عقلانی و ظریف.
Improve your connection with God. Pay attention to logical and detailed points in religious issues and learn them from great masters. There are sentiments in religion, but they rely on deep ideality and deep thought. This thought must be learned.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
Welcome back to For a Better Life on the episode of Pain. Understanding it, finding it a door to improvement, and knowing the way our faith can transform it. A man once asked Sa'di, "Why does God the Merciful allow pain?" Sa'di replied, "Because mercy without wisdom would spoil us. He gives bitterness to awaken the taste for sweetness." In Islamic thought, pain is not cruelty, it's a medicine. often bitter, but healing. Imam Ali alayhi salam had said, "When Allah wants to elevate a servant, he cuts from him the ropes of comfort." And Sa'di tells of a potter who made a perfect vessel, but it cracked in the kiln. He wept for his loss, then he looked inside and saw the light shining through the crack. Had it not broken, Sa'di wrote, the light could not have entered. In the same way, when life breaks us, something divine enters. A deeper patience, a clearer insight, or a quieter heart. Now, how to transform our pain into wisdom, or what can we know about this transformation? Well, the first thing can be acceptance. Accept, don't resist. Dear listeners, denial deepens the pain. Acceptance begins healing. The next step might be seeking meaning, not blame. Asking, what is this teaching me, instead of why me? Turning to Allah in dua. Every heartbreak is an invitation to a deeper prayer. Helping others through our pain, healing grows faster when shared. And remembering Allah. As Sa'di said, the night will not last. Dawn is faithful to return. Now, in today's world, we are taught to escape pain with distractions, entertainment, or even denial. But true healing begins when we face it. Sa'di's wisdom and the Quran's light invite us to feel the pain fully, but not to live in it.
Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Pain becomes poisonous when it's ignored. It becomes wisdom when it is embraced. Now, let's ask these questions from ourselves. Take a moment of thinking about them, and then decide on the changes on our way. Do I see my pain as a curse or a lesson? Have I let my suffering make me bitter or better? What strength or insight did the hardship give me that ease could not? Can I help someone else through the wisdom of what I've endured? So, dear listeners, the garden doesn't bloom without the rain. The rose does not open without a struggle. And the believer doesn't grow without trials. Pain, when held with faith, becomes the soil of wisdom. Every tear waters a seed of light. Sa'di whispers to us across centuries. The wound of the heart is where love enters. The burn of sorrow is where light begins. And in the Holy Book of Quran, we are assured, indeed, with hardship comes ease. So if you are in pain right now, remember, know, and repeat this. Allah is near, the night will end, the wound will teach, and one day you will thank Him for what once broke you. And as we close today's reflection, I say to you with warmth and pray, may your heart find light in its cracks, the same way as Sa'di described in his poem. May your pain become your wisdom, as we are supposed to act upon in this way, as our imams have mentioned. And may your soul bloom like the rose that grows from the thorn. Until our next episode, I wish you wisdom. I wish you good moments while you're struggling with any challenges that might be on our way. We all know that our lives are busy, hectic, and sometimes mind-blowing, but still, we can stay strong and we can believe in the rose that will grow after this heavy rain. Until the next time on For a Better Life, I wish you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart. There will always be